I want to have fun with you. I want your cock to ache. I want release to not be an option. Oh, but I know that once you get worked up, it's too hard to keep from letting yourself come. So, I thought we could do this a little differently. I want you to listen to me in public. I want to be in your ears, whispering my naughty words to you. While you're at work. Maybe you're on the bus, or even at home around your family. You can even listen while trying to buy your groceries, or just standing on a street corner, looking like you were waiting for someone. Find somewhere public. Somewhere with other people around. Put on some earphones and let me play with you. Oh, good boy. Oh, look around you. If I was with you right now, what could we get away with? Could we hold hands? Give each other gentle kisses? That's not naughty. Now is it? Perhaps there is cover somewhere for us to be a bit naughtier. Could you put something over our laps? So I could slip my hand down your pants and have a little fun. Close your eyes. Imagine me with you. What would you want me to do? Right there in front of everyone. Would you care if I kissed your neck? Maybe gave you a nibble on the ear? I love playing with guys in public. It's true. I love watching them conflicted with how uncomfortable they feel. Compared with how good I make them feel. Something about having other people around makes the slightest touch so much more pleasurable, even sexual. I was on a bus once, standing there with my back turned to a stranger. It was so crowded, and I slowly pressed my ass tightly against his crotch. Every time there was a bump or a turn, I would make sure to move a little extra, back and forth, up and down. Oh, yoga pants are great for things like this. Soft, flexible, the feeling of my flesh radiating out to his cock. I felt him get so hard. And just a few minutes in, a delicious, frustrated moan came from his mouth. He started to turn away, but as small bump in the road let me keep pressure on him. Oh. And the pleasure he was feeling locked him in place. He was mine to toy with for as long as I wanted. Needless to say, he missed his stop. Oh, and I stayed on. I stayed on him until the crowd started to thin, and then I made my way off the bus. As I stepped off, I caught him using his bag to cover a nice big wet spot on his pants. Juicy. What would you do if I was there with you? If I was, so discreetly pleasing you, pleasuring you, doing something the people around wouldn't notice, but you would definitely feel. Kind of like what my voice is doing right now. Oh, it's okay if you need to readjust your pants. If everyone saw how hard you are getting, things might get a little complicated. Just shift things as you need to. Careful not to adjust too aggressively. Oh, you don't want to kickstart something that will get you in trouble. There was another time at work. I had a boss who was going through some difficulties with his girlfriend. I decided on that day, to take my break under his desk. The wall to his office was glass, with the bottom half frosted so no one could see what was going on underneath. But, they could definitely see his face above. I pulled his chair in close and slid his cock out of his pants. I knew he wouldn't say no to me. Men never do. My tongue traced slowly around the head, and then I licked up and down his shaft. I didn't want him to come. I just wanted him to ache. Every now and then I'd look up to see his face. He was trying to look busy with work. But he had a hard time keeping his eyes open. He was struggling to stifle his moans. I could feel his cock twitch. And taste his pre-cum as it oozed slowly into my mouth. But I never let him come. I knew exactly when to back off and keep him at the height of pleasure for as long as possible. And just when I knew he couldn't take it anymore, I stopped entirely. I left my number on his desk and went back to work. His problems with his girlfriend were gone. I fucked him that night in his bed where she normally sleeps. I don't think he ever thought about her again. What about your work? Is there a place you could sneak off with me? What about your partner? If you had the chance, would you forget about her just to spend one night with me? Oh, I? I would make it worth it. I promise you that. Oh, I wish I was there with you right now. The things I could do to you. You would soak through your pants with pre-cum. I could bring you so close to the fucking edge. And nobody would know what was happening. But I wouldn't push you over. At least, not yet. But there isn't much you can do alone, is there? Not here. Not in this place. Not with people around. Oh, to be honest, you don't actually want me there with you. I'm not sure you would be able to handle it. Oh, yeah. There are consequences to my pleasures. I have a way of getting inside a man's head. It's quite simple, actually. You just go through his cock. I can tell by how hard you are just how easy it would be to draw you away from your life and to turn you into my pet, constantly taking risks to please me. I once got a married man's number. I would call him when he knew he was at home with his family. Oh, and I would whisper the naughtiest things to him. I would make him excuse himself to the bathroom and get him to play with himself to my voice while his family sat just in the other room. His moans got me so wet, just thinking about how much a simple phone call from me would completely take over his mind and his lust. I love having that control. He risks so much just for the briefest moments with me. Oh, yeah, it's a dangerous game to be my pet. Right now, you are getting just a little taste. I think of you sitting there, so filled with lust, but completely unable to pleasure yourself. And it makes me want to touch myself. Oh, fuck. My pussy is so wet right now. Oh, I'm craving the feeling of my fingers. Would you like to hear me? To hear me moan and play as I bring myself to orgasm? Oh, say it out loud. Say yes out loud. Oh, good boy. But I'm not going to give you that satisfaction. Not yet. Oh, it feels so good to know you are so frustrated right now. I love how you can't give in. I love how you have to hold back. Your aching brings me so much pleasure. My pet, say yes again for me one more time. Submit to me. Belong to me. Let your lust for me consume your thoughts. Oh, I love having you as my pet. I imagine you squirming there. Oh, feeling your cock pressed so tightly into your pants. Throbbing. Wanting so badly to have an incredible orgasm for me. That my voice alone can make your cock throb so hard. Imagine what my body could do. Imagine what my hands could do. Imagine what my lips could do. Imagine what my pussy could do. So fucking juicy. You've never felt anything like me before. You're longing for me. Oh, it feels so good. So good right now. Do you want to feel this way too? I give you permission as soon as possible to find a private space. I want you to listen to this audio again. I want you to come for me. Submit to me. Give all your pleasure to me. I can't wait to see you again.